Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Man, what a volatile day in Wall Street today. Stocks closed down again. The Dow lost 320 points at 37,645. The NASDAQ lost more than 2%. S&P 500 off right around 1.5%. And crude oil dropped 4%. It's right at $58.23 a barrel. Now, they had rallied earlier today with the hopes that the president might ease up on the trade war after negotiations with other countries. The latest set of tariffs are supposed to kick in tonight.
The president's strategy is already bearing fruit. Over the past few weeks, a planned layoff for an auto production shift in Tennessee has been suspended.
Whose throat do I get to choke if this proves to be wrong?
If I were king for a day, I'm not, and I don't aspire to be. I would pounce on these zero tariff deals like a ninja.
These are going to be tailor-made deals. They are not going to be off-the-rack deals, as the president has called it.
I'm afraid if we keep these tariffs in effect, we're looking like an economy that will be in hospice.
Meanwhile, crude oil prices have been headed down for the past several days, and that could have a big impact on the Texas economy.
Analysts say President Trump's widespread tariffs have been a big factor in the decline as fears of a recession grow. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy says that while lower gas prices sound good for the consumer, lower prices could have an impact on employment levels in the oil and gas industry.
Low oil prices certainly could be a harbinger of what's to come for the oil sector. And you know, oil companies are going to have to be very efficient at what they decide to spend their dollars on.
He says the tariffs are hitting at the same time as OPEC is boosting production, putting more downward pressure on prices. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Also today, North Texas girl got cyberbullied with deepfake nude pictures in high school. She's working with state lawmakers to make sure it never happens to anyone else.
I was 14 years old when a fellow classmate created AI nudes from just an innocent photo on Instagram.
That's Elliston Berry. She was a freshman at Alito High School in October 2023 when she found out this happened.
I was 14 years old when I was violated all over social media.
Berry testified at the state capitol in favor of Senate Bill 747.
And I was just 14 years old when my innocence was stripped away.
State Senator Angela Paxton rolled out the bill that would require school districts to develop a cyberbullying policy specifically addressing this type of situation.
It is needed to safeguard students from a new and dangerous form of cyberbullying and exploitation.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Collin County picked up a stray dog only to find that it had been missing for around 2 weeks from over 1,000 miles away.
The dog named Huey was taken to the Colony Animal Services facility where it was discovered the pit bull breed had been reported missing from Utah about 2 weeks ago. The dog's owner says they entrusted someone to look after him for a bit, and somehow Huey got out. Mark Cooper, head of the Colony Animal Services, says Huey is headed back home after the community donated around $2,000 to pay for the transportation.
The cost of ship a dog from here to Utah is not cheap, which was another reason why she hadn't done that yet, is because not only was there pet deposits, but there's also the fee. She's got three small children. It's not like she could just fly down here and try to fly the dog back.
Crazy part is the area in Utah the dog is from is over 1,000 miles away. And there's still no clue as to how that dog traveled that far in about 2 weeks. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You know, Fort Worth's the fastest growing big city in the country, and they're building a new police station to keep everyone safe. They broke ground this morning on the station. It'll house 200 officers in the northwest part of the city.
Public safety makes for a great city and a safe city, and we need to continue to do the utmost in that regard.
It's Councilman Carlos Flores. The station near Meacham Field is going to cost $26 million. Fort Worth is paying for it through a bond issue from 2022. It should be open in right around a year.
The new Secretary of Health and Human Services, RFK Jr., after attending the funeral of a measles victim in West Texas, now he's off on his so-called MAHA tour, that is, Make America Healthy Again. So maybe a little irony in the juxtaposition of those two events, but we'll go with it. News Nation correspondent Xavier Walton, he joins us right now with more on this. Xavier, where is RFK today, and what's he going to be doing?
RFK is here in Arizona. That is where I am this morning, a couple hours behind you guys. We're actually waiting for him at this health conference, part of his Make America Healthy Again tour, MAHA tour. And today's big talker, and at least the next couple of days here in Arizona, I'm going to ask you guys a question. You guys like snacks? Do you like junk food?
That's my sweet tooth. I'm sorry. I don't, not so much candy, but junk food, yes.
That is one of the essential food groups.
Yeah, it is right at the top for me in my food pyramid. But hey, you know what? That's one of the things that RFK Jr., HHS Secretary, is hoping to, at least in his mind, tackle and mitigate. And when it comes to ultra-processed foods, food dyes, food additives. And somebody I was talking to earlier, they were just wondering, what are all the cameras here for? What are we doing? Well, I told them, hey, HHS Secretary's coming to town, and we were talking about how to at least mitigate and how to fix the problem, according to RFK Jr. And why Arizona? Why Phoenix? Why the Phoenix area? Well, you know, Arizona is one of those states right now that's got legislation going through its legislature trying to essentially remove or minimize how much ultra-processed foods are actually served in school lunches. So that's a big part of why we're here in Arizona today, and then he's going to be here tomorrow as well, I believe.
I know that another thing that he made headlines for yesterday was the idea of fluoride in our water. I guess he is not going to be recommending that the CDC add that anymore. Is that something he's going to touch on?
He talked a lot at length about it yesterday. I would be surprised if a few reporters today don't press him on it again. But yeah, that was a huge talker. And if you looked at social media overnight, I'm just hearing some of the comments on what he was saying, even going as far as, say, you know, the EPA administrator, Lee Zeldin, newly minted, you know, he actually said his agency is ready to help out if RFK should on his end, you know, say we need to act on this. But again, it's early. You know, this is early, and I feel like this is just one of those things. It is a, I don't want to say a buzzword, but it is something that people are talking about, and you just kind of scratch your head. Almost not an aha moment, but in this case, I guess you would call it a MAHA moment.
Very good.
I don't know, on the fly, yeah.
He's railed against ultra-processed foods for some time, calling on the food companies to make their products healthier. Could that possibly alienate some anti-regulation Republicans?
I'm sure it will. And here's the thing, you know, even with, you know, you guys were talking about the young girl and RFK Jr. attending the funeral. She was 8 years old out in West Texas. I mean, even when it comes to the MMR vaccine, he has, you know, kind of flip-flopped. And I think that's where it'll be interesting really down the road to see what kind of support he can get because he really has, to a degree, kind of, you know, made a 180 on several topics, and that being one of them that we're probably going to discuss here today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What was your favorite school lunch food? Really, like, super unhealthy junk.
Honestly, this was so bad. I can't remember the junk food they were serving in my school. I can tell you the junk food that I love right now is Hot Cheetos. And that's got
hot
all
Cheetos. The-
oh, flaming hot.
A little spicy.
Yeah, there you go. It is. A little
spicy.
Bit of a kick.
Come on, guys.
Good deal. Xavier, thank you. We appreciate it. That is News Nation correspondent Xavier Walton. He is out in Arizona on the big Maha tour.
You know what mine was? In my high school, they had this big, giant chocolate chip cookie,
mm-hmm.
and it was only 50 cents. And so I used to get one of those every couple of days and stuff. But, oh, man.
Remember that awful pizza that they would make
in
those giant rectangular pans?
But for some reason, you consumed it. You thought, this is going to be the good one.
Absolutely. Love that stuff. And they always serve fish sticks on Friday for the Catholics.
Now, we did have a burger one time, and you had all the condiments that you could. Oh man, I'd load that thing up.
Terrible.
So, yeah, it was. But look, we're at the epitome of health now.
We talked about this. It's like half the stuff he talks about. Like that stuff is terrible, and we need to do something. All the ultra processed
European countries don't even let some of this stuff in their foods over there.
But then the other half, you know, you look at the vaccine stance and the fluoride. When I was a kid. In the 60s, I remember people, you know, it was a communist plot, fluoride in the water, and we'd laugh and roll our eyes. And now it's back again.
Here's the thing. A lot of that I think we touched on this at the beginning, and he even mentioned it, the aha, baha moment. The point is he's floating a lot of these ideas out there, and he's going to see, and the president told him, even when he nominated him, he said, sometimes we're going to have to rein him in a little. And I think that's probably what's happening here.
Now, KRLD's Russell Scott, he is in studio with us, the voice of the Highland Park Scots.
He's more hip than I am. And he's coming in with an earring.
First of all, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
It was a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
And it was a big one.
It was.
It was a milestone birthday, they call him. 65.
65, which makes me feel very old suddenly.
And how did you celebrate? You went out and did what?
Well, I had been threatening for a year or two. I've got two daughters in college down at Texas State in San Marcos, and I threatened an earring, and they looked at me and laughed every time I said it.
Oh. As we are.
And Sunday, I was driving down the road by myself and went, you know what? It's time now.
Wow. It's time.
And so I went and got an earring. I just got one.
There you go.
You can barely notice it, but it is noticeable when you're looking. It's little what
the little stud,
little stainless steel cubic zirconia,
like you, little stud.
Yeah,
and you get a tattoo?
No,
any other piercings?
I'm not interested in a tattoo. No other piercings.
Are you going to get a bigger thing?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
You want like a feather, like Mr. T coming down?
Maybe,
something big.
Maybe
hoop
that's
earring.
What I need. Look, a big hoop.
Look
that's
at
what
how
I need.
Hip you are, boy. And I'm 65 in 2 weeks.
So, see, you need to get two earrings.
It ain't going to happen. That will not be happening.
But she made me feel better. She said, if you decide you don't like it, you can simply take it out, and it'll grow back, and you don't have to worry about it ever again. All but
right. You like it so far?
So far, it's okay.
Was your wife impressed?
She was surprised. She was extremely surprised when
I bet she was.
My daughters were flabbergasted. Or I could think of some cooler word probably to use when I texted them a picture of it.
I like it, Russell. Good for you.
There you
Thank
go.
You.
Tattoos next,
baby. Happy
maybe.
Birthday. All right. That's the bejeweled Russell Scott.
That's right.
KRLD. All right. We gave you 24 hours just in case you didn't see it Sunday night when it dropped. But now it is time to talk about the ending to season 3 of The White Lotus. And if you still haven't seen it, I don't know what to tell you because we're going to dive right in right now. Spoilers galore.
Yeah, turn the volume down for a second.
At the end of the day, all that gunfire, turns out, was started by Rick, who, remember, he came to Thailand to find the man who had killed his father.
Killed his daddy.
He thought it was the owner of the resort, an American who went by the name Khun Jim, so he killed him, only to find out that Khun Jim did not kill his father because he was his father.
Can you believe that?
So
he was laying there dead, and his wife said, He's your father.
So he panics, he runs away, kills two bodyguards in the process, but his girlfriend was shot and killed in the crossfire. And then Rick himself was shot and killed. Rick, played by actor Walton Goggins. He says everyone in the cast had a theory as to how the show would end, even people on the street.
All of us, you know, kind of being out in the world, had to listen to, had the good fortune of listen to people tell us their version of the story out on the street. And I had my fair share, and I just listened to them the way that I listened to Sam Rockwell, you know, in episode 5, you know, without judgment and just nodding, but really? No one guessed it.
How could anyone have guessed that? And you think about it, and he said it too. It's that was his mother who came up with that. Because the dad left,
yes,
walked out on the family, and so the mother said, "Your father was killed, and here's the guy who did it." So, I guess
insinuating, you know, if you ever see him,
if you ever
take
see
him, out.
Kill him.
Yeah,
evil genius plan by the mother. Apparently, that's my phone.
There you go. That's hot.
Don't need that.
I'm ready to dance.
And he, Walton Goggins, mentioned that now legendary Sam Rockwell monologue.
Sam's a really good friend of mine, and we all read that monologue. You know, when we read the scripts for the very first time, and when the day came, Sam and I, we didn't rehearse it.
You didn't rehearse it?
No, we Whoa. Didn't really even talk about it, you know, very much at all. You know, he's my a dear friend of mine, and we just kind of sat opposite this table, and he just kind of went into it the way that he went into it, and it just happened so organically.
And it was great.
It was absolute classic. At this show, if you, you know, I know you know what happens in the end now, but this season, it is very bingeable. Mm-hmm. You want to sit down and just check it out one weekend. That's pretty easy to do. Keep
pretty
in mind,
fast paced too.
Yep, this was just part of what happened in the finale. How about Lachlan drinking the poisoned pina colada? And Belinda, who had plans with her friend to start a spa, right? And then blackmailed Gary to the tune of $5 million and then left without telling her friend that she'd gotten the money.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.